p.m., it'll be Willow Springs and Thayer Girls, 6 p.m., and then at 7. It was a five-point win for the Willow Springs Bears, 59-54. And leading scorer was Colby James. He had 23. And Jace Rogers had 16 for Willow Springs. Liberty was led by Alex Toon with 18, and then 14 apiece for Gavin Reese and Parker Toon. Creighton Wells had 8. So,
you know, it should be another dandy one.
Yeah. Willow 16-9. Liberty comes in 17-10. Willow averaging 63 points a game. Liberty's at 58. So, I mean, yeah. It was four point game last time we played.
Right.
Liberty kind of had, they struggled with some sickness through that stretch. So,
well, it was Willow led after one, 14-9. At the half, it was 29-27. After three, it was 39-39.
Yeah,
and it kind of, there were several lead changes in that game. Willow Springs will be in the white. Liberty trimmed out in the red. For Willow Springs, Jace Rogers, Colby James, Caden Lee, Brady James, and James Dean for the Liberty Eagles. Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Brayden Mays, and Brayden Wells. Colby James and Drayton Wells met at center court. Looking at your radio dial, left to right. Liberty will be working to the left. Willow Springs to the right. Tips controlled by Liberty. Alex Toon out top. Picked up by Caden Lee. Gets it off to Reese. Reese finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Southpaw gets it to Mays. Mays flips it back over to Alex Toon. Alex Toon picked up by Brady James. And Liberty gets called for the turnover, carrying the ball. Willow Springs Bear basketball. Caden Lee will bounce it in to Colby James. Colby James had a big game, over 20 in that first meeting. Well, the only meeting this year. James at the wing. Liberty's going to stay. It looks like a 2-3 matchup. Out top, Rogers. Rogers to Lee. Lee back out to James for three. It's in and out, no good. And rebound Reese, but stolen. Blocked shot by Liberty. And here's a drive shot up and in off the glass. Colby James. Two to zero, 6:56 to go. Liberty with the basketball. And again, you know, words out. Now they're really, you know, guarding Liberty tight. Bounce pass out top. Parker Toon for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Bears. Here's a three. It spins in and out. No good. Brayden Mays with the rebound. He gets it to Reese. Parker Toon for three. That's off the rim. No good. Parker gets his own rebound. Goes up and in for two. We're tied up at two apiece. 6:19 to go. Colby James finds Caden Lee. High post. Rogers. Rogers backs it out behind the three-point line. Gets it back to Colby James. Out top. At the volleyball line, Bears now work it back to Rogers. Rogers in the corner. James Dean with the three, no good. And the rebound taken by Gavin Reese. Reese crosses the timeline on the right side, brings it between the circles. Zip, tries to zip it inside, taken away. Willow Springs on the fast break. Scoop shot goes up and in. Count it for Jace Rogers. 4-2, Willow Springs. And a blocking foul will be called on Caden Lee. It's his first team foul, number one.
Well, he gave that bucket to Caden Lee, not Rogers.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Reese brings it in to Parker Toon. Parker Toon back to Reese, off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon behind the volleyball line, high post to Reese. Reese gets it back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon bounces it back out top to Reese. Liberty, five out. Wells outside the three-point line. Now Reese goes up and in and gets the layup.
Good isolation there.
Well, again, Parker Toon's going to draw a lot of attention. Alex Toon's going to draw a lot of attention. Gavin could have a big night, as well as Mays and Wells. Willow Springs in the corner for three, rattling it home.
Caden Lee.
Caden Lee. He's got five first half points, 7-4, Willow Springs. The winner gets the Thayer Bobcats Friday night. Alex Toon with the pull-up jumper, no good, out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Liberty will bring it in on the baseline. Alex Toon will be the trigger man. Liberty down by three, 7-4. 4:22 to go in the first. Bounce pass to Reese. Oh, Gavin, too strong off the glass. Wells gets it. He goes up. He's fouled. Drayton will shoot two. Foul's going to be on James Dean. That's his first. Team foul number two. 7-4 is your score. 4:18 to go in the first. The winner of this game will play Thayer Friday night. First free throw by Wells is good. 2-point ball game. Slap hand.
Slap hand.
Second free throw hits the rim, no good. James Dean gets the rebound. James will find Colby James to lead. Here's a three for Jace Rogers. Full court pressure now by the Willow Springs Bears. Alex Toon will cross the timeline on the far side, picked up by Lee. Alex likes to work behind that volleyball line. Parker Toon catches. There's the double team. Dribbles out of it. Now to the opposite side. Spins it to Drayton Wells with the jumper from the elbow. No good. And the rebound taken by Caden Lee. Here's a popper. Good for Brady James. Timeout, Liberty. 12-5. Bears with the lead. 3:29 to go in the first. We'll be back. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
G&W Foods in downtown Willow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Willow Springs.
And welcome back. Willow Bears have opened it up to a 7-point lead, 12-5, 3:29 to go. Liberty will have the basketball. Out top, Caden Lee on Alex Toon. Parker Toon will catch the wing, guarded by Colby James. Driving in, throwing a shot up, no good. James Dean with the rebound. James Dean to Caden Lee. Caden Lee out top, Colby James for three. Hits the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound, flips it out to Alex Toon. Alex Toon zips it inside. Braden Mays misses the chipper, but Liberty gets bailed out as the Bears step out of bounds with the rebound. Whew. Whew. 12-5, Willow Springs, Liberty basketball on the baseline. Alex Toon. Bounces it into Wells. Wells goes up. He can't get it to fall. Rebound. James. Colby James. Shot fake at the other end. Jumper good for Jace Rogers. He's got five. 14-5. 9 points, Willow Springs Bear lead. Alex Toon looks to drive in, pulls up the floater, no good. Rebound taken by Lee. Lee to Rogers. Rogers goes in, steps, and a charge. Going to be Liberty basketball, 2:31 on the clock. 14-5.
They got Jace Rogers on
the Jace,
Rogers.
Yeah.
Refs were kind of getting together to make sure they got it correct there.
Parker Toon picked up by Colby James. The blocking foul. No. Yeah.
Yep.
That is. There, because I seen the little forearm.
I did too.
And I thought, you know, that could be against
the forearm on Colby.
Yeah. Could have called it either way. Parker Toon out top. In the paint. Taking it in. Slap. And a foul. That's, well, it looked like that was all ball too. Well, that's two tough calls on Colby James.
Yeah, just back to back.
So checking in for Willow Springs, Blaine Altermat. Blaine Altermat will come in for Colby James. Coach Forrest is, he's kind of saying what I, you know.
Yeah.
So Parker Toon shooting two. First one is good. Makes it a 14-6 ball game. Willow Springs still with the lead. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. 14-7, Liberty's cut the lead in half, but the Bears have the basketball. Caden Lee out top. Starts it with Rogers. Rogers at the right wing. Guarded by Reese. Rogers will back it up between the circles. Gets the screen, drives, bounces it to James Dean. It's picked up by Brady James. Here's a jumper, 10-footer, that goes up and out of bounds by James Dean. It'll be Liberty basketball. I think at Liberty, so
yeah,
defensively, they'll take that.
Absolutely.
Alex Toon for Liberty. We'll start the offense with a bounce pass out top to Reese. Now a handoff to Parker. Parker goes it up, misses the scoop shot, no good. Mays has it knocked away. And here comes the Bears on the fast break. Shot up, blocked by Reese. And the putback is good for the Bears and the foul. Caden Lee with the bucket. And a chance for the old-fashioned three.
Freshman playing big here tonight.
Yes, he is. That's going to be a foul on Parker, too. The old-fashioned three is no good. Reese with the rebound. Gavin loses the dribble, out of bounds. Willow basketball. That was kind of pass it, dribble.
Yep.
16-7. Bears on top. Caden Lee brings it down the floor for Willow Springs. Starts it with Altermat. Blaine Altermat. Pretty good golfer, too.
Him and his brother both.
Yes. James Dean catches and will steal it off to Brady James. Lee, Altermat, back to Brady James. Top of the key, now to Rogers. Rogers, James Dean. Good ball movement by the Willow Springs Bears. Everybody's moving. Couple of Bears flash to the paint. There was nothing there. Caden Lee will back it up. 32 seconds to go in the quarter, 16-7, Willow Springs. Bears will go for the last shot if Liberty will let them, and Liberty's content with that. And this is kind of, you know, man-to-man, you can kind of force
your hand a little.
But when you're predominantly a zone defense, that's something that can kind of happen like that. Caden Lee throws it into the corner. Here's a three that hits the rim. No good at the buzzer. So a good first quarter for the Bears as they lead Liberty 16-7. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back, and it will be Willow Springs Bear basketball to start the second. They lead the Liberty Eagles 16-7. The winner moves on. Play the Fair Bobcats Friday night. We'll have it for you right here on the Fox 96.9. Colby James back into the ball game. He'll run the point. He'll start it with Rogers. Rogers gives it right back. Now off to the left side to Lee. Lee goes inside. Tip basketball. It's run down by the Bears. Colby James running jumpers. Good. 4 points now for Colby James. 18-7. Willow Springs Bears, they're up by 11. Gavin Reese drives all the way in, gets the layup. He's got 4.
And that's open.
Well, the Bears, they're really worried.
They're worried about the three ball.
Yeah.
And the high pick and roll here, if they can just get a step on the defender, that drive's open.
Altermat to Lee. Lee into the corner to Rogers. Rogers back to Altermat. Colby James drives in. Pull up. Floater. Good. 2 more. He's got 6 now. 20-9 your score. Willow Springs Bears. Gavin Reese brings it down the floor. Picked up by Colby James. Gives it to Wells. Wells right back. To Reese. Reese with the 3, no good. Rebound Bears. Rogers. James Dean. Colby James catches top of the key. Guarded by Parker Toon. Gives it up. Here's a drive. Off the glass for 2. Caden Lee. Caden Lee. 9 points. 22-9. Willow Springs Bears. Alex Toon. Parker Toon at the volleyball line. Parker looks to go in, spins, goes up front of the rim. It won't fall. Rebound taken by Blaine Altermat. Caden Lee back to Blaine. Off to Colby. Colby guarded by Gavin Reese. Bears work it to the left side to Rogers. Dean catches high post, and he'll feed it back to Colby James. Shot goes up, no good, and the rebound taken by Reese, and the foul will be on James Dean, his second. That will get Brady Altermat into the ballgame. Liberty basketball. Now, Brady will shoot the 3. He will. 22-9. It's been all Willow Springs. Gavin Reese. Looks to make a drive. Picks it up. Finds Alex Toon. Alex Toon back to Gavin. Gavin looks to roll off the right screen. Nothing there. Looks to penetrate again. Kicks it out. Mays for 3. That's in and out. No good. Chase Rogers with the rebound. Bears work it into the corner to Lee. Lee. Blaine Altermat gets it to Brady Altermat inside, and a foul that's going to be on Wells, his first, and that should send Colby James to the line. Checking back in is Brady James. No, not yet. it is a shooting violation. So Colby James will shoot two. Colby's got 6 points here in the first half. His Willow Springs Bears are up 22-9. Liberty has just scored 2 points here in the second. They've been outscored 6-2. Could be 6-8. Colby makes a couple free throws. First one's no good. Now Blaine Altermat comes out, and Brady James checks back in.
Landon Hines comes in for Mays for Liberty.
Second free throw is good. 22-9, Bears. Eagles with the basketball. Alex Toon out top. Finds a lane, drives, front of the rim, goes up, gets hit with the offensive charge. That's his first. Bear basketball. Liberty's frustrated.
Yes,
in the body
are.
Language.
They are.
Colby James will walk it down the floor for the Bears. 4:40 to go in the half. 23-9, Willow Springs. Colby out top. He'll work it to Lee. They'll go back and forth. Liberty's going to set in that zone. Bears just hold. Now they'll work it to James at the wing. James brings it back to Lee. Into the corner. Brady James. Back to Colby at the wing. They'll reset. Out top. Brady James. Caden Lee. In the corner. Altermat catches. He'll bring it back out to Lee. James will catch. Colby James makes the move on Alex Toon, the pull-up jumper. No good. And the rebound, Parker Toon. Parker gets it to Gavin Reese. Reese is going to go right to the rim. Leans up, shoots. No good. Blocking foul. And Gavin Reese will shoot too.
Get Brady James on that one.
That's his first. 23-9, Willow Springs. Liberty with just 2 points here in the second. And the first free throw's good. And Gavin has all 3 points in the second. Alex Toon has not scored. Parker with just 4. Second one is good. Gavin makes them both. He's got 6 of Liberty's 11. Bears, though, they've got 23. Eagles extend their defense, and there's a turnover. Reese takes it away. Gavin, top of the key for 3, and that's going to be in short, out of bounds. And it'll be Bear basketball. James Dean checks back in for Brady Altermat. Starters are back out on the floor for Willow Springs. Colby James to Caden Lee. And we've
got a timeout.
Timeout. Yep. Oh, well, Forrest wasn't wanting a timeout, but he's going to get one anyway.
He's going to get one.
He wasn't calling the timeout. I didn't think he was. I didn't think he was calling a timeout. He was.
I didn't see him motion for a timeout.
Well, he was coaching his players, and the official thought he was calling for a timeout, and so he got one. It'll still be Willow Springs Bear basketball. So Bears will inbound at the scorer's table. Caden Lee will be the trigger man. And the Eagles will come out with Toon, Reese, Wells, and Hines. Mays on the bench. And they get it to Dean. Dean brings it back out top. Colby James. 3:05 to go in the half. 23-11, Willow Springs. Toss into the corner. A 3 put up. Off the rim, no good. Dean with the rebound, but taken away by Wells. Parker Toon looks to take it in, puts the shot up front of the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound and putback. 10-point ball game, 23-13. Caden Lee out top. Flips it over to Colby James. 2:20 to go in the half. Bears with the lead in the basketball. Pull-up jumper, good by James. Colby with two more. He's got seven here in the second, nine in the ballgame.
He's so deadly off the dribble.
25-13, Willow Springs. Alex Toon for three, an air ball. Picked up by Colby James. He's going to outrun everybody. And blocked.
What a hustle.
By Wells. Yeah.
What a hustle.
Parker Toon. The Wells. Wells up and in. No good, but he's fouled.
Gets rewarded on the other end. Make a couple free throws here, Drayton.
I thought Colby was going to have an uncontested layup.
Yeah, Drayton closed some serious ground there.
That foul's going to be three on James Dean. 25-13. First free throw is good. Dean comes out. Brady Altermat checks in. Cooper Holden gets ready to come in for Liberty. Second one is no good. Rebound taken by Brady Altermat. Kick out. Top of the key. Caden Lee for threes. Up. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Parker Toon in traffic. Spins. Goes up front of the rim. Gets two to fall. 25-16, and a foul. That's going to be on Landon Hines. His first team foul, number three, for Liberty.
Oh. Got Cooper Holden coming in for Landon Hines.
Bear basketball. Bears with the lead. Colby James assesses the Liberty defense. Gets it to Brady Altermat. Caden Lee catches into the corner, now dishes it back inside to Brady James. James Lee with the drive, goes up, no good, and a turnover by Liberty. Drive, shot up, no good, but a foul. And that's going to put James at the line to shoot two. Gavin Reese with the foul, that's his first. Fourth team foul with 1:04 to go, 64 seconds in the half. Bears lead 25-16. Colby James' first one is no good. Liberty was outscored in the first 16-7. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound taken by Liberty. Gavin Reese with 60 seconds pulls up for the three, hits the rim, no good, and over the back, Drayton Wells. If there's somebody right in front of you, you gotta just
go straight up.
Because if you lean in, if you lean forward towards the ball, you're gonna get hit every time. And Willow Springs, that's right, they're gonna be shooting some free throws at the line. Brady Altermat. That is team foul number five. That's two on Drayton Wells. 55 seconds to go in the half. Bears up by nine. First free throw is no good.
You're going to get Brian Thompson coming in for Wells here.
I think Brian could have some success in this matchup.
Got you too.
Second one is good. And it's a 10-point ball game, 26-16. Liberty has scored. They scored seven in the first. They scored nine here in the second. Bears have scored 10. Alex Toon walks it down the floor. Thinks about pulling up for the three, but gets it to Holden. Holden finds Parker. Parker goes up. Scoop shot's good. 8 points now for Parker Toon. 26-18. Oh, and that's a charge, and that's going to be on Caden Lee, his second. That was good position by Parker Holden. That was perfect position.
Good position. Holden forcing to the side, or Cartoon forcing to the sideline right into that trap.
Yeah. 27 seconds to go in the half, 26-18, Willow Springs. Liberty with the basketball. Parker Toon gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon kicks it out to Gavin Reese. And Gavin Reese, we've got a foul.
Brady James.
That's going to be on Brady James, his second. And that's 15 fouls, so Gavin Reese will shoot two from the line with 16 seconds to go in the half.
Got it six here.
First one, good.
Touch it all.
Money shot right there. Just Cooper Holden back in. Brayden Mays back in. And Gavin Reese shooting the second free throw. It is up. And it's good. He makes them both. Two possession game. 26-20. Rogers with the catch. Down to 10 seconds. Rogers gets it to Lee. Lee out top, guarded by Parker Toon. Feeds it to Rogers. Rogers takes it around, throws the shot up. Off the glass and in at the buzzer. Jace Rogers. With the fall away three, as time expires, gets nothing but net, and it gives the Bears a 29-20 lead at the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
All right, welcome back. 29-20, what did you see in the first half, Tyler?
Guard play for Willow has been excellent. They've pushed the ball, pushed the tempo, plays right into their hand being guard heavy as they are, but the guard play for Liberty has been non-existent. And, I don't know if it's a confidence thing or if it's a a pressure thing like we've seen in the past, you know, past few weeks for Liberty. But Liberty's front court has struggled big time. I mean, I think Alex Toon's only taken one shot. But, I mean, Liberty's not made a three.
No.
I mean, they are 0 for 7 from down the line,
yeah,
right now.
Well, going through the scoring for Willow Springs, Jace Rogers leading all scorers. He's got 10. Colby James right behind him with 9. Caden Lee as well with 9 points. Brady James with 2. And Brady Altermat with 1. 3 turnovers for the Bears. 13 rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds, but only 1 offense. Scoring, Bears scored 16 in the first, 13 in the second for Liberty. Parker Toon with 8, Gavin Reese with 8, and Drayton Wells with 4. Liberty has 5 turnovers. They scored 7 in the first, 13 in the second, 10 total rebounds, 7 defensive, 3 offensive.
Yeah, they've got, and Liberty struggled on the inside. You know, there was 3 or 4 chippy, you know, block, just putbacks that Liberty's missed.
Yeah.
In that first quarter,
well,
in that
there,
first half.
There were 2 wide open.
Wide open,
layups.
And then there were some that were just offensive putbacks that, you know, we need those to fall.
Thing to kind of keep an eye on is fouls. Colby James with 2. Kate Lee with 2. Brady James with 2. James Dean with 3.
Yeah.
Drake Wells has 2. And that's the only player with more than 1.
Yeah.
29-20 is your score at the half. Willow Springs Bears have the lead. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening. Eagle basketball and Bear basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Missouri Ozarks Community Health, continuing to serve your health care needs since 1997. Their mission is to provide high-quality health care services accessible to all. With 6 clinics located within Douglas, Ozark, Texas, and Wright counties, they're ready to care for you and your family. Missouri Ozarks Community Health is proud to be a sponsor of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament on the Fox.
City. Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Part City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Part City Auto Parts store today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. that will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Good evening, everybody. Halfway through the week, had some chances of rain today, but most of that's supposed to be moving out of the area over the next few days. And in the Weather Center, tonight's low 39 degrees. Tomorrow cools off just a little bit. Going to have sunny skies with a high of 65, low around 37 or so. Friday's going to warm up even more than what it was today, though. We'll have a high around 74 degrees and a low settling somewhere in the low 40s, maybe upper 30s.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half. It's a 9-point ball game. Willow Springs Bears with the lead. Liberty will get the ball to start the second half.
Reese throws it to Parker Toon. Parker will give it up to Alex Toon. Both teams come out with their five starters.
Go baseline.
Yeah, Parker out top, flips it to Alex Toon. The floater goes up, no good. Mays with the rebound, but then has it stripped and knocked away. And the Bears take it the other direction. Colby James out top. Flips it to Brady Altermat. Brady Altermat gets it to Rogers. Rogers, the one-hand floater, no good. Bears with the rebound. Gets it back to Rogers. He gets two. 31-20, Willow Springs. Parker Toon at the wing. Gavin Reese, Alex Toon. Reese gets inside.
Good.
To Wells, and there's a foul. It's going to be on Brady Altermat. That's his second.
Good post up.
Yeah.
Good entry pass.
I was just fixing to say Liberty might look to that a little more. Alex Toon bounces into Wells. Wells. Front of the rim, goes up, can't get it to fall in. Good job by Brady Altermat. Jace Rogers out top for the Bears. He'll bounce it over to Brady James. Colby James now out top, back to Brady. Brady for a wide open three. It's no good. Altermat gets the rebound and a foul called on Wells. I'd like to see Drayton go more for the rebound than slide in there, you
slide
know.
Slide in there.
Bears with the basketball. They'll float it in out top. Lee gets it to the wing. To Brady James, the three-foot-up, no good. Rebound. Drayton Wells out there with three fouls. Reese going to drive in, gets by his man. Gets two more. Gavin has been able to beat the Bears to the rim. Colby James, a deep three, goes up, no good, and Lee strips Wells of the rebound. Bears reset out top with Rogers. Rogers
gets it to Brady James in the corner. Altermat shoots the three off the rim. So good. And again, the Bears get the rebound. Liberty is just getting out hustled on the board.
They're getting out rebounded. And it's just hustle. It's just hustle boards.
First free throw is up and in for Colby James. He's got 10 points now. And the Bears are up by 10, 32-22. 5:58 to go in the third. Second free throw is good. Alex Toon, who has been held in check by the Bears, gives it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese works against Colby James. Skips it to Hines in the corner. Back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon looks to attack. Kicks it into the corner to Hines. Hines to Parker. Parker wanted to go left, but there was nothing there. Pulls it back out to Reese. Reese. Working to the right. Gets it to Hines into the corner. Bears doing a really good job defensively. Tipped, and they create the turnover. Liberty pops it up. Bears take it to the other end. Out top. Here's a drive now. Bounce pass inside. Knocked away by Reese, and will stay with the Bears.
Nope, Liberty ball.
Oh, Liberty ball. So I thought Liberty got a piece of that. So checking in for Wells is Brian Thompson. Liberty needing to spark somebody. It's been Gavin Reese. Now they've got Colby James on him. Reese drives in again, shoots. No good. He's fouled. And that's going to be three on Brady Altermat. And Gavin Reese goes to the line to shoot two. So Brady Altermat with three. James Dean with three. And the first free throw's no good. You know, right now, if there's a chink in the armor of the Bears, it's going to be down low.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to attack that.
Yeah. Both of their big men with three fouls.
Yeah.
I guess Altermat, he's got him for two up there.
Oh, okay. I had him for three. Eagles extend their defense. Stolen, but taken back away. By the Bears. Inside, Altermat. Nice feed from Colby James to Brady Altermat for two. Brady now with 3 points in the game. 35-23 Bears. Reese hands it to Parker Toon for three. That comes up well short. Inside feed, Alex Toon, and he gets his first bucket. Offensive rebound for Parker. Long rebound. He was able to gather it back up. Bears in the backcourt. Brady James pulls up 10-footer. Hits the rim, no good. And we've got a push. And that'll be three on Brady.
Brady Altermat picks up his third. Now you're going to get James Dean coming back in. Also has three.
10-point ball game, 35-25. We're halfway through the third. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon has double screen set out top. Really, there was nothing developed out of it. Had an offensive charge. That's going to be on Brian Toon, or Brian Thompson.
Yep. Got him on the moving screen up top.
Bears with the basketball. Colby James gets it to Caden Lee. Brady James out top. Works against Hines. Hines is going to get hit with the foul. That's his second. And that's going to get Drenton Wells back into the ballgame. Wells comes in for Thompson. And Brady James will be the trigger man for the Bears. He'll bring it in right by the scorer's table with 3:33 on the clock. And a 10-point ball game, 35-25 Willow Springs. Colby James will start the offense with Jace Rogers. They get it to James Dean. James Dean gets it back to Rogers, blocked, and it's going to be picked up by Liberty, but then Liberty turns it over, shot up, and the foul. Gavin Reese gets hit with the foul. James Dean gets the bucket. That is Gavin's second foul, 37-25. James Dean at the line. They got some sweat on the floor. They're going to have to clean up. 3:12 to go in the third. Liberty has never led in the ball game. They were down 16-7 after one. They were down 29-20 at the half. They're now down 37-25. The old-fashioned three is good. James Dean now with 3 points. And Liberty turns it over. Alex Toon coughs it up. At the other end, the layup is good for Colby James. Parker Toon with the basketball. He turns it over. So back-to-back turnovers by the Liberty Eagles, and Liberty is just imploding, and the Bears are cruising. They've opened it up to 40-25, 15-point advantage for the Bears. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. It's District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
All right, welcome back. On the floor for Liberty, Hines, Wells, Toon, Reese on the floor for Willow Springs. Here's a three. Brady James shoots no good. Rogers, James, Lee, James, and Dean. Gavin Reese out top for the Eagles. Gets it to Parker Toon at the wing. Parker Toon wants to make a move to the basket. He's going to be fouled. That's going to be on Jace Rogers. Have that as his second. Team foul, number four. So both teams will be shooting free throws the rest of the way out here in the third. 2:29 on the clock. Brady James comes out, and Blaine Altermat checks in. Liberty with the inbound kiss. That was Gavin Reese, gets two more. Bears at the other end. Rogers in the corner of three. Goes up. No good. Rebound taken by the Bears. And two more for Colby James. He's got six here in the third. 15 in the game. Parker Toon drives and goes up. He's fouled. Parker Toon will shoot two. Jace Rogers picks up third, 42-27, Willow Springs. Liberty scored seven in the first. They've just scored seven here in the third. Fantastic job defensively by the Willow Springs Bears. First free throw is up and in.
Liberty still 0-for from behind the three-point line.
Yeah. Well, they love the three, and I mean, that's...
You live and die by
it. That's right. Rebound, James Dean for the Bears. Parker makes 1-of-2. And out of bounds, last touched by Alex Toon, stays with Willow Springs. 1:53 to go in the third, 42-28. Lee skips it across to Altermat. Altermat brings it back across to Rogers. Rogers, reverse layup by Lee, and the foul. And Caden Lee will go to the line and shoot two.
Four on Drayton Wells.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, you block shots. That's the biggest thing. When you got a shot blocker, they kind of fall in love with just that aspect.
Yeah.
And they kind of forget to play defense, you know, with their feet and their body. And they just want to swat to that.
Well, I mean, when you get out of position, then you rely on the swatting.
Yeah.
And then kind of just set yourself up.
Caden makes them both for the Bears. And they increase their lead to 44-28. Gavin Reese takes it around, leans, kisses it off the glass for two more. Gavin with 7 points here in the third. He's got 15 in the game. Lee gets it to Colby James. Loose basketball. Nobody there. Bears are able to pick it up. Blaine Altermat gathers it up. Gets it to Lee. Out top. Finds Colby James. Here's a three. Count it. Blaine Altermat pops one. And it's 47-30. 17-point Willow Springs Bear lead. And we got a push. And that's going to be on James Dean. That's his fourth. I was watching the ball. I don't know what was going on down there.
They were just big men battling for position.
Yeah, see, I don't. That's, you hate to see that, you know. See if Coach Forrest will leave James Dean on the floor.
They got to wait for two shots. You can't sub.
Drayton shooting two. Drayton makes the first one.
All right, so Brady Altermat comes back in for James Dean.
So both Altermats are on the floor. So we got James and James, Altermat, and Lee. And the second free throw is good. 6 points for Wells. And it'll be Bear basketball. Wells comes out. Hines checks in. Lee with the basketball. Colby James. Altermat. Altermat gets it to Weber. Altermat. Blaine to Brady for two. 5 points now for Brady Altermat. Alex Toon drives in. Pulls the shot up off the glass for two. 4 points for Alex Toon. 49-34. Lee with the basketball. Gets it to Rogers. Rogers in the corner. Brings it out top. 20 seconds to go. Now they get Colby James. Colby to Caden. Caden back to Colby. Caden will catch. Parker soon comes out on him. Loose basketball. There's a catch out top. Jace Rogers for three. Hits the rim. No good. And that's the end of the third. Bears 49, Liberty 34. The Bears score 20 points in the third. And they've got themselves a comfortable lead as we head to the fourth. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
All right, welcome back. Blaine Altermat stays out on the floor for the Bears, and you've got Rogers and Colby James, Caden Lee, and Brady James, and a blocking foul out top. That's going to be on Hines, which is third.
I hope they got Parker Toon.
Oh, they got Parker Toon, which is second. Caden Lee will bring it in to Colby James. Gets it back to Lee. Off to Altermat. And the Bears turn it over. That's Liberty. Just their fifth turnover.
Hey, Liberty just got to put some points on the board.
Parker's going to drive, goes up, shoots no good. He's fouled, no shoot two. Well, Liberty has fallen in love with the dribble drive. That's all we've seen out of them tonight. It's worked. I mean, Gavin's had success with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is, you know, the matchup.
The matchups.
First free throw's good. 49-35. Cooper Holden checks in. Well, Hines. Braden Mays comes in for Wells. Parker Toon makes them both. 49-36. Get a stop, get a three, you cut it to 10. Get another stop, cut it to single digits. Here's a three, no good. Blaine Altermat threw one up, rebound taken by Reese. Three for Alex Toon. And now it's a 10-point ball game. 49-39, timeout, Willow Springs will take one as well. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Crab Rangoon, egg rolls, sweet and sour chicken, fried rice, chicken and broccoli. Are you hungry yet? Grab some authentic Chinese food at Fine China in Mountain View. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 8. Stop in for lunch or dinner or call ahead 417-934-1964 and take it home. Whether it's a long day on the job or just a late dinner after a day of adventure, Fine China in Mountain View is here to serve you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 10-point ball game now, 49-39. Bears still with the lead. Bears have led the entire game. They've never trailed. And they'll have the basketball to start after this timeout. Caden Lee to Colby James. Colby James gets it to Blaine Altermat. Skip pass across to Lee. Back out top. Brady James. Caden Lee into the corner. Back out top, Lee catches, gets the double team, now works it back to the corner to Rogers. Rogers rolls it over to Lee. Lee brings it back out top. Now they'll spin it to the near side to Colby James. Back into the corner, Blaine Altermat. Get pass across to Lee. Back out top, Brady James. Back off, Caden Lee. Caden Lee feeds it inside, back outside. Altermat, and there's a turnover and a foul. Gavin Reese gets the takeaway, and then he's fouled. And who's Caden Lee picks up the foul. That's his third. Liberty basketball, 49-39, 6:30 to go in the ballgame. Alex Toon drives and gets stripped to the basketball. Timeout, Liberty. And again, you know, Liberty, you know, we talked about it last game. Little Springs is packing it in. When the guards go, the defense, they pack it into the paint. Liberty is not trying to dish it off to somebody. They're just trying to
power through.
And it's not there, and it's not been there. You know, Parker has really struggled with it. Alex has really struggled with it.
Just force and force.
But if your hat to the Willow Springs Bears, they had a really good defensive plan. They put a lot of pressure on Liberty's guards, especially, you know, Parker and Alex. You know, Gavin has had a whale of a game.
He has.
But he's not gotten any help.
We need some shooting to show up here in the next 6 minutes because
10-point ball game.
If you make a couple outside shots, it frees up that dribble drive.
Yeah. Gavin Reese will trigger it in on the baseline. Reese looking, brings it out top to Mays. Mays. Alex Toon for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Mays. Mays to Parker. Parker goes up and in. And the foul. So, Liberty has cut it to single digits. Foul is on number three, Brady James. For the old-fashioned three. Parker Toon, and he hits it.
8-0 run for Liberty.
49-41, Willow Springs. Dolby James out top. Brady James. Back off to Dolby. Bounce pass, caught by Rogers. Rogers now has some room to work. He'll bring it out top. Caught by Lee. Off to Brady James, and a foul on Alex Toon. That is Alex's, that's his third. I had it in second, yeah, okay. This is his second. And it was three on Brady James. Bear basketball. So they bring it in to Rogers. Rogers to Lee. Lee's going to attack. Now he kicks it out. Colby James loses the basketball out of bounds. Bears turn it over.
And, you know, I mean, I agree, milking the clock and everything, but Willow kind of went into a stall here.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop what I was doing.
They're not even looking to score. They're just trying to run clock.
Alex Toon gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon with the spin. The shot won't fall. Parker goes to the line to shoot two. Chase Rogers picks up his fourth. 5:26 to go. Parker Toon shooting two. And the first one is no good. Can still cut it to a two-possession game. But it would have been nice to have that first one. Second one is up, and that one is good. 49-42, Bears by seven. Brady James, Colby James, back to Brady James. In the corner to Altermat. Gets it across to Lee. Lee, it's going to be a backcourt. Liberty gets another turnover. That's four in a row.
I'm telling you. Once the team goes into that fall, it is hard to get to
back on the attack. That's what kind of surprised me with 6 minutes left. You know, Willis kind of went into that, you know, that weave up top.
Right.
Kind of a stall to run the clock.
They were doing such a good job.
I mean, you got the gas on, hammered down.
Just keep going. Yeah. I was a little shocked because they were having so much success with what they were doing.
Absolutely.
They were getting good possessions, good looks, and now that they've tried to spread the floor, that has kind of helped Liberty's defense because of their length.
Yes. Well, and they're Liberty forcing them to make cross-court passes.
Right.
And then that's when Liberty's length kind of takes over.
Yeah, because earlier, if Willow Springs had a one-on-one matchup, they were going to the rim,
absolutely,
and they were winning. They were winning that battle.
Yeah, they won it for three quarters. And then all of a sudden here in this fourth, they just went away from it all and just trying to milk the clock.
49-43, Willow Springs. And it will be Liberty basketball. Gavin Reese looks to toss it in. And he'll bring it in to Alex Toon. Alex Toon finds Parker Toon. Parker out top. Looking for a lane. Short pull up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. The putback is good. And here comes the Bears at the other end. A three. Big three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Liberty. Alex Toon, front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Braden Mays tries to put it back. No good. And a jump ball. Possession arrow, Liberty. I think Coach Harrell thought he had a foul, but no foul at Liberty basketball. 49-45, Bears.
4:34 left.
Alex Toon to bring it in. Bounces it to Reese. Reese goes up. He's fouled on the floor. That's going to be on Blaine Altermat. That's his second.
So that's going to be a shooting. That's the 15th foul on Willow.
Yep, and, you know, for Liberty, the clock is stopped and shooting two. First one's good. Second free throw for the senior, Gavin Reese, to make it a two-point ball game. And he does. 49-47. Bears with the lead in basketball. Lee almost loses the dribble, gets the double team, throws it into the corner, tip, gets it to Rogers. Rogers goes up, can't get it to go, and a foul. Liberty gets the rebound. Braden Mays is fouled, and he has a chance to tie it up. Colby James with his third. And Braden Mays has not scored in the game at the line.
A couple biggies right here.
You could say a couple biggies. First one's no good. So he'll get a second opportunity right here. Gets quiet. And the second one is good. It's a one-point ball game. 49-48, Willow Springs. 4:10 to go. Rogers brings it out top. Colby James with the crossover. And he's fouled on the floor by Parker Toon. That's his third. Nope, he was in the process of shooting. So Colby James will shoot two. Clock stops with 4:05 on it.
This will be the first points of the fourth if he knocks them in. He makes the first of them.
Once they kind of went into that stall thing with 6 minutes and some change left, they had not scored.
Yeah, Liberty was on a 14-0 run. And Colby makes them both. Three-point ball game, 51-48. Parker Toons going to drive, and he's fouled on the floor. Parker Toons will shoot two. Now, this is something that we're kind of familiar. You know, we've seen Liberty do quite often in the fourth is attack, attack, go to the line.
But you also see the attack is working better now that they're scoring some points.
Yeah. First
now,
was good.
Now they've got, you know, the Willow Springs defense is kind of on your heels a little bit because, you know, Liberty just went on a 14-0 run.
Yeah. I'm just still trying to wrap my mind around why, you know, Willow Springs, they went into their stall so early when they were having so much success.
Yeah.
1 point ball game, 51-50 Bears. Bears with the basketball. Colby James brings it to backcourt. Timeout to save a 10-second violation. It was close. Bears get the timeout. And they keep possession.
Coach Harrell's like, he's like, dude, that's him.
I don't think it was. He was almost close. It was not a 10 second. So we'll keep it here during the timeout. 1 point game, 51-50. Liberty has never led in this game. The Bears led 16-7 after one, 29-20 at the half, 49-34 after three. But Liberty went on a 14-0
run
to kind of get to where they're at. But not only did they, you know, they defensively, they've been able to keep the Bears out. But again, the Bears, you know, those one-on-one matchups they were getting in the first, second, and third, they were attacking. They stopped in the fourth.
Yeah.
Bear basketball. Colby James in the backcourt. Works it across the timeline. Into the corner, Caden Lee for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Bears. Tip. And Lee comes up with the offensive rebound. Two offensive rebounds. Colby James in the corner. Alter Matt for three. Up the rim, no good. Cooper Holden with the rebound. 3:20 to go. Alex Toon in the corner. Looks to go baseline. And fouled and will go to the line. Alex Toon goes to the line.
Liberty looking to take the first lead of this ballgame here.
It's going to be on number three. That's going to be on Brady James. That's his fifth. I had it as his fourth. So, shooting two free throws and an opportunity to give Liberty the lead is Alex Toon, sophomore.
You're going to have Brody Thompson coming in, number 15.
Alex Toon at the line. Clock is stopped with 3:16. First one is up, and it's good.
Tie ball game. First time it's been tied since 0-0.
Yep, since the tip. For the lead now, Alex Toon pulls the trigger.
Oh, good.
Liberty by one. Willow Springs with the basketball. Uh-oh. Loose basketball still, and the Bears come up with it. They'll throw it out top. Colby James, the pull-up jumper off the rim. No good. Braden Mays with the rebound. Outlet to Parker Toon. Parker Toon spins, goes up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Tipped around. Reese comes up with it and pulls it out to Alex Toon.
and picks the pocket. Colby James stole it from Alex Toon, and the Bears go up by one, 53-52. Alex Toon drives back in, goes up front of the rim. It won't fall out of bounds. Last touch by Willow Spring. Alex tried to attack the rim, and it's just not been there. Too many bodies.
Yeah.
In bucket, Gavin Reese gets the inbound. Cross puts it up and in, and then is fouled.
That's going to be five on Jace Rogers, too.
Jace Rogers is fouled out. Finishes with 12 points. And Gavin Reese for the old-fashioned three.
You got James Dean coming back in.
Well, there should be. They haven't put the points on them.
No, I think they're beating till the...
So Gavin at the line to convert on the old-fashioned three. It's up, and it's good.
55-53, Liberty.
Colby James into the corner. Altermat for three. No good. Rebound. James Dean. And he fouled.
That's all right.
That's number four, yeah. And that foul, that's on Gavin, I do believe.
Yeah.
That's his third. Bear basketball. Thompson will inbound for the Bears on the baseline. Toss it to Colby James. Jump shot goes up. No good. Chip. Reese gets the rebound, and Reese is fouled by Blaine Altermat. Boy, the Bears are falling apart here in the fourth. I mean, just totally falling apart. I mean, they had their foot on the gas. They were having their way with the Liberty Eagles, but again, when they start to spread the floor and not attacking, and it allowed Liberty to get the momentum and find some rhythm. And now it's a 55-53 ball game. 2:12 on the clock. Gavin Reese shooting two. First one is up and it's good.
56-53.
And, again, there's moisture on the floor. So Gavin will get another free throw. 2:12, the clock is stopped.
3-point lead for Liberty.
Second free throw on the way. It is up. And it's good. He makes them both.
57-53, Liberty.
Bears with the basketball. Colby James out top. Gets the double team. Picks the dribble up. Brings it out top to Lee. Lee.
Rest of the freshman.
Yeah. Parker on the reach in. Parker, what are you doing? So Parker with the foul, and that's his fourth. And that will put Colby James at the line to shoot two. Fourth foul on Parker two. Now, you know, it's going to be a little kind of hard to leave Parker out there on Colby. First one's no good. Hits the back of the iron, comes straight back. Cooper Holden into the ball game for the Liberty Eagles.
Gotta have a rebound.
Second one is good. 57-54. Gavin Reese, Parker Toon, back to Reese. Alex Toon catches. Out top behind the volleyball line. Parker catches. Guarded by Colby James.
gets it to Reese. Reese guarded by Altermat. And the foul, that's going to be on Altermat. Boy, that was pretty,
that's pretty weak.
Pretty weak right there. And that's going to, because I think, I mean, Gavin had to have the step on him right there, and it was going to be a wide open layup if they hadn't called that. Gavin Reese shooting two for the Liberty Eagles with 1:27 to go in regulation.
Keep there.
First one's no good. It's the front of the iron. Legs are starting to get a little tired by both sides. Free throws come up a little bit short. Second free throw on the way. Gavin Reese, and that one's good. 58-54. And it's Colby James from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound were taken by Liberty, then stripped. Three goes up, no good. Front of the rim, Thompson for two. That time right there, Liberty was too worried about the foul instead of, you know, you can't. And right now, Coach Harrell's kind of talking to one of his players about it. You know, if you don't get that call, you can't out about it because they're going to take the ball away.
Yeah, you got to go. You know it's coming. I mean,
oh yeah,
this, I mean, you're inside of 2 minutes on a rebound off a missed shot. You don't think you're going to get some contact on that?
That's right.
You got to go.
You got to.
Tough. You got to handle it.
58-56, Liberty. And timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, you know, Liberty has come from way back. I mean, they were down 15.
16. 16 at one point in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, it was 49-34 to start the fourth.
Yeah.
So it was crazy crazy game.
District basketball, man.
Yeah. 58-56. Liberty. And it will be Liberty basketball. Now here comes the pressure. Liberty has struggled with this all year long.
Yeah.
Because you've got three in the backcourt. And they get it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Parker. Parker gets it to Gavin. Now Gavin goes up. Shoots.
Get it.
Four. Gavin Reese, two more.
He's got 26.
60-56. Under a minute to go. Lee. Colby James. Colby James out top. Looking for the drive from the elbow. Shot's good. He rattles it home. 60-58. Parker Toon gets the inbound toss. Gets it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese out top. And a foul. That'll be against Thompson, his first. Gavin Reese to the line to shoot two with 24 seconds remaining in regulation. Gavin Reese, a senior. Throws the first one up and makes it.
Yeah, he puts his team on his shoulders tonight.
Oh, it's been
career night.
Yeah. I mean, that's a senior.
Yeah.
Gavin's second free throw is on the way. It is up, and it's good. Makes them both. Colby James will bring it down the floor, gets it to James Dean. James Dean back to Colby. Altermat for three, in and out, no good. James Dean, putback.
Oh, and the inbounds are stolen.
Stolen by the Bears. And up.
And it won the ball.
Parker Toon with the rebound.
Oh,
and the foul.
No. Colby James misses the putback. Oh. 0.8 seconds left.
62-60. Colby James missed the putback.
to tie it up with 0.8 seconds left. Parker Toome was fouled on the rebound.
Well,
so Altamont fouls out.
That's the third Willow Springs Bear to foul out of the ballgame. Parker Toome at the line. Parker makes the first one, so it's a full possession, one possession game. 19 or 20 points now for Parker for the win.
Boom. Parker makes them both, and it's 64-60 with 0.8 seconds to go in regulation. The Bears can catch and shoot. And if you're Liberty,
get away from everybody.
Get away from it.
But, oh, how?
Well, what have we seen here in this quarter tonight?
Well, insanity for one, but I mean, the Bears, they had the game, and it's kind of,
I mean, going into that stall, it was
that early.
20 seconds left.
Well, I thought they pretty much were, they went the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I mean, but they really, I mean, they didn't look to score the first few trips.
No, not at all.
But then they just, I mean, when they came out with like 6:20 something left, they ran like 40 seconds off the clock,
yeah,
and then turned it over, and then went back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Four turnovers in a row that all ended up with Liberty.
That's the ball game. That's the ball game. Liberty comes from way behind to get the win. I'm going to say it.
Woo.
Stolen. They,
wow.
They stole it.
Wow.
The Bears were in control and just completely and totally melted down in the fourth. And it's going to take me a while to add things up.
28 points by the senior.
30. Liberty scored 30 in the fourth.
In the fourth.
The Bears scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. But they didn't have any points until under 4 minutes to go.
Golly.
In the fourth. So Liberty outscores Willow Springs 30-11 in the fourth to advance to the district championship game
Friday night.
Friday night. They'll have the Bear Bobcats to deal with. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and go through game stats. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the Anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
Parts City.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Parts City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Parts City Auto Parts store today or visit PartsCityAuto.com.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Liberty.
What a stunner.
What a stunner. I mean, the game was...
It was over.
It was Willow's game. Up 16 to start the fourth. And Liberty goes on a 14-0 run, cut it to 2. Bears score their first points in the fourth. Colby James made 2 free throws. And then it was just... Liberty, first and foremost, the free throws that they shot in the fourth was, they were lights out. But, the Bears had 3 turnovers in the first half. And they coughed it up 9 times in the second half.
Yep.
Liberty ended up with 13 turnovers, so one more than Willow Springs in the game. The big difference, though, was the rebounds. It wasn't by much. It was 27 to 22. But Willow had out-rebounded Liberty in the first half, 13 to 10. Liberty had 4 offensive rebounds in the first half. They ended up getting 12 offensive rebounds, offensive boards in the second half. They just crashed the board. And a lot of, foul trouble. Willow had 3 players foul out. Dace Rogers fouled out. Brady James fouled out. Blaine Alterman fouled out. But, man, the game, it was Willow's game. They had it.
Willow dominated that game.
But when, they spread the floor and they kind of went into
a big delay.
Something.
I mean, they went 3 or 4 possessions. Never even looked to score. It was all about just running clock.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, now we got to get back. Now we got to put our foot back on the gas.
And that's what I was telling you. It's like once you get your team into that delay stall mode to where it's just keep from losing. We're not playing to win. We just want to not lose. And once you get into that mode, it's very, very hard to get your troops back into the mode, into that attack mode.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy come from behind victory for the Liberty Eagles. Going through the scoring, for Willow Springs, Jace Rogers 12, Colby James 20, Caden Lee 11, Brady James 2, Blaine Alterman 3, James Dean 7, Brady Alterman 5, and Thompson had 2 for Liberty. Parker Toon had 21, Alex Toon had 9. Gavin Reese, the player of the game, 28 points. 20 points in the second half.
Or that's a career game for him.
Oh, yeah.
In the biggest game
of
his career.
Oh, yeah, hands down. Brayden Mays had 1. Drayton Wells with 6. The scoring, Willow Springs outscored Liberty 16-7. And then it was 13-13 in the second. In the third, Willow Springs outscores Liberty 20-14. But then Liberty outscores Willow Springs by 19, 30-11
in the fourth,
as kind of, again, surprising that, I get the stall and spreading it, and getting a good look going for a shot, but not with
that much time left.
I mean, you've got a full quarter.
Yeah.
Full. I mean, it's a full basketball quarter.
So Liberty will advance to face Thayer Friday night at 7 or 6.
I think it's 6 because it's going to be the only game.
It's the only game.
There's a bracket on the...
Yeah, right there. 6 p.m. Friday night.
Yep.
We'll have that for you right here on the Fox 96.9. Again, Liberty wins in a wild one. 64-60, and Liberty improves to 18-10 on the year, and Willow Springs finishes the year 16-10. So, licking. Now, both those games will be airing on KUKU, Classic Country, 100.3 FM. Tyler and I will be back here Friday night, 6 p.m., for the district championship game on the boys' side. For Dylan, back to studio. Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night.